Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. welcome to our Friday Rebel Card Show, and we're happy to have you with us. Thank you for coming. I am happy to be here with you, as is my co-host, Jimbo Baggins, is his name.
Probably not my real name.
But Jimbo, I think, kind of qualifies.
And that one isn't either, but that's my show name.
Anyway, I want to remind you all that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So the distinction needs to be made. Not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other card systems that are out there. You have a... And I just like to make that distinction because a lot of times people will confuse it with other card reading systems. This is personal prophecy, exactly as my grandmother taught it to me all those many years ago. And I'm very happy to bring it to you for your let's bear in mind one thing here. Best you're going to get from this reading is the true potential that exists for your life. So when I ask a lot of people, what do you think is your true potential? You know what most of them will say? I don't know. No idea. Maybe this much. I say, oh, heck no. Your true potential is as big and wide and as immense as you could possibly imagine it. And that's what comes through in this method. Now, just as it will show you what is your potential, it'll also show you what isn't. And that means if you stand banging on a door that you want desperately to open and it doesn't, the cards are going to tell you this is not the right path for you. And they're going to suggest an alternative path. And that's where we hold so much power over our readings, because we have the elemental tools of choice and change. So if you are given a prophecy from the cards that maybe is less than you'd hope for and you don't really like it, we have the ability to literally change it for the better while we're still living in the present. Now, of course, there's going to be some things we cannot change, but we are changing attitude and reaction to it. And in that sense, we're sidestepping a lot of drama. We're missing a lot of heartache. First, by being aware that it exists. And second, by knowing how to deal with it. So we're going to work on all of that in your readings. I also want to mention that I don't just flip out a few cards. I want to see the whole 24-card layout of your life. So when we get your call, and I'll ask you a little bit about you, because the more I'm able to feel familiar with you, the greater clarity is going to come from your reading. It's kind of like the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. Well, since it's vagueness in, vagueness out. Okay, so we want you to feel that kind of clarity that makes you feel as if you really are in command of your life. So personal prophecy may really stun you in some ways, and it can become an extremely dynamic and useful tool, life-changing in so many ways. So I just wanted to make those of you who are aware know, you know, what this is all about, what we're doing here. Okay, I'm turning it over to the man of the hour, Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Hi, welcome everybody. We'll remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind everybody that's listening and everybody that's on Facebook, or I guess you're listening to the Blog Talkers and Facebookers, put it that way. If you're international, let us know. And we'll give you live international shout-outs as you tell us you're here. And right now we have Louise from the UK, and we have Rachel from the other side of the world in Australia.
Yes.
And there'll be more to come. And when they show up and we see them and they announce their presence, we'll give them live international shout-outs when we work a little break. Little break in the action. We'll work them in.
And we essentially do, because for a lot of these people, it's the middle of the night or it's the next day.
Yeah, if they're not, you know, they're not in the Americas, but it's a long, long time from now. So that is just the way it is. Things never change. Let's see. I believe that is our Mush. Ah, there it is. Michelle is from the UK. She has showed up.
Yes, she is. Welcome.
Block Talk, where is there? It is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get a free read on the show. When you call in, you'll get a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I always call and test it. Always call and test it. I did tonight. Working great. So audio's good. No chop chop. It's all good. There's a visual list. This is for new folks. There's a visual list we see of the folks. I keep track of you. It's all good. If you hear nothing, something went wrong, hang up, call again. Very simple. Or even like right in the middle, you hear all of a sudden the show just disconnects. Call back.
Did you tell them to be a friend of mine so they can?
I haven't got to the Facebookers yet there, Miss Deborah.
Gotcha.
She's getting a little pushy.
No, antsy, more like it.
I guess it might be antsy. She's trying to jump the gun. Yes. But actually, because we were going very next to the Facebookers. Oh, Facebookers, we will try to do what we can do to work you in. Problem with that is we can't have you line up in a queue system because they don't have that. So you will have to patiently wait. No time. I can't give you a time guesstimate whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
But we will announce that we are opening the floor to the Facebookers. And what that means is you have to do a audio or video, your choice, messenger chat to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And I copy and pasted something in there with the Deborah Lee spelling and how you, and you have to be a friend. And if you're brand spanking new and you try to get in there tonight, you still got to send the...
I check.
You have to, first thing you have to do if you're not a friend with Deborah Lee is you have to obviously do search for Deborah Lee for friends. You'll find about a dozen, maybe 10. And send requests to the two with her picture, different time eras in her life, different hairstyles, but you'll know it's her. Send friend requests to her. And if you're doing it during the show, let us know and she'll go over.
Yeah.
Request it. And if you don't get to it during the show, you can do it after the show and then she'll get you for another show. But that's the deal. That's it for the Facebookers, I believe. Also, tonight... It is not any angels, folks. It is the rebel cards tonight. They have a message. Typically, even if it sounds negative, there is some positiveness about it.
They're very upfront, you know, bold, in your face.
These are actually my cards. If I was to write cards, they might even be a little more bolder. I don't break out unicorns and rainbows and say, well, little Bobby, I don't want to mark up your test with red marker. That makes it negative. I'll mark your things wrong with purple. Can't use red anymore in schools. Some schools weren't.
Did they really?
Not nationwide. There were some schools that were saying, well, that red really, you know, that looks really bad and really negative. Well, it should be negative. You got the goddamn question wrong. It should be stand out and say, hey, you got that wrong.
Boy, life was harsh back in the day.
Wait until about 200 years from now.
You think it'll swing back?
No, I think it's going to get worse way before it gets better.
Yes, maybe they'll be taking smart pills by then where they don't have to go to school because they know everything.
I read the I can't read the whole report because it's 5 million pages. The Navy's report on that suicide stuff going on in the Washington. And the first thing, one of the first pages on the Navy's response was, it had a nice way of saying, sailors of today are different than sailors of yesteryear. Basically saying, they're big pusses now.
And
he actually,
that?
It was like an admiral. Oh. But he said it in a really political way where he'll never get it. He basically saying, things are different now than they used to be, you know, socially. So he's basically saying they're soft now. So things are hard to them now that wouldn't have been hard to anybody the generation before. Nobody even would have thought about offing themselves over the conditions they live in now.
Some of us were actually taught by, nuns. Mine were Dominican nuns. Great big salad-filled kind of habit. And these women were wicked. I mean,
they had
a shot with an eraser that, I'm telling you, they could play for professional ball.
But at least, now look at it, it's an eraser. It's not a dart. An eraser is not going to maim you for life.
Oh, but they also had that ruler.
Well,
Bam!
But that's not going to maim you for life either. So I have no problem with that, is what I'm saying. No.
Oh, it's Catherine knows. Oh, yeah.
It is what it is. But that's the deal. That's all this, that. I think we've covered everything.
So those of you who are hanging out, walking in, come on in. Join us. And just put up an emoji or say, hi, how are you? Otherwise, we wouldn't even know you're here. So, come on in. Yes, nuns, Rachel says, are scary or weird. They are.
We welcome everybody to speak out, but we don't want to pressure you. You can watch if you don't are afraid to type, especially if it's a first-time person. If I was watching the first time, I might just sit back and watch you start typing shit.
You think so?
Why not? You know, it might be a bunch of lunatics. Well, everybody is a lunatic. Hey, that's cool, Snoopy. I like it.
That is cute.
It is cool. I like it. Not sure what it means.
You can copy that.
I guess he's got a heart. Snoopy sitting there with a heart. That's cool. I'm a Peanuts fan from way back.
Oh, he is.
I had every...
Which one was your favorite?
Charles Schultz.
Yeah.
All those comics they had in like volumes of books. I think I was missing like one or two as a kid. My mom probably threw them out. That's what she did.
They're probably worth some
money. It took that much on the shelf, all the books.
Did you like Snoopy as the red, what was it, Red Bear?
Oh, I liked all the characters. But I mean, everybody always wanted, I mean, when they were kids and people were getting into the Charlie Brown stuff, everybody, if they're going to do a costume, they're going to be Snoopy because he was like the cool one out there. Cool. Didn't have any issues. Joe Cool. He even had a character he called Joe Cool.
Yeah, that's right, he did.
Yeah, yep.
I like that little bird.
You know, Woodstock was hilarious.
Way back in the day.
That's his buddy.
I used to take a whole bunch of, like, mousse and hairspray. I had a short do, like a pixie, and I would run my hands up through it. So it would literally, all the way around, stand on end.
It was kind of like a little...
And everybody thought I looked like Woodstock.
The animals in there never looked like real animals, like... Snoopy's a beagle, but he has some beagle colors, right? Woodstock, his hair is like a, almost like a cardinal, but he's not a cardinal. He's yellow, but his hair is kind of tufted up on top of a cardinal.
Yeah.
But all the animals that they have in there never look like a real animal, but that's, you know, that's what cartoonists do and shit like that. So I like it.
All right.
And he flies upside down.
Yeah. Who does?
Woodstock.
I didn't know he did
that. No, he flies upside down all the time. Yeah.
Wasn't it cute how Schultz made those little... What were they, like hash marks for him talking?
For him talking, like a bird, like chirp marks or something.
Did Snoopy understand it?
Yeah, well, they talk to each other all the time. I bet Snoopy, like, talked in, like, thoughts. So, yeah, you know how that works, but, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Let's do it, Deb. We're going area code 775.
Which I bet.
We think it's Wendy, but we could be wrong. Hello.
Hi, Jimbo and Deborah. So nice to
Welcome,
speak with
Wendy.
You.
Hello, Miss Wendy.
Eventually, we're going to be wrong because, you know, she's not the only one that has that area code. But so far, we have not been wrong yet.
Tell us.
Oh, my God.
No.
Well, you know the situation regarding Lene and that caregiver that lied to me and put...
Right.
And, that was on last Saturday and Sunday, and I had emailed basically the agency is stating that they're going to charge me for the non-visit, and that's a lot of money. And then the caregiver that's supposed to be here Monday through Friday, I had a pre-visit supposedly. I don't believe it. It was a 12-hour shift. So they said that she couldn't be here yesterday. So guess who they sent? They sent Lene. And they were going to send Lene, and I emailed them early in the morning, and I gave them about 5 different suggestions of caregivers. And I said, or somebody brand new. And they sent Lene. And they were going to send Lene. And finally, I said, well, if I have, as a last resort, if you send Lene, then I will have my sister check in on me every 5 minutes to ensure my safety. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they told Lene to go home, and they're billing me for yesterday. So that's 2 days now.
Oh, my God. Oh,
legal recourse now.
You're going to have to get some help, Wendy.
Yep.
I know. So anyway, these little girls at the agency were pretty horrible to me. I won't say the word on the air. But bottom line, I didn't even respond to them when they said I will be charged for both days. I've been emailing the owner. Her name is Claire. And she wasn't answering me. And finally, I sent an email stating elder abuse due to breach of, everything and putting me at risk for severe injury. She finally answered, and she said that she was down in Los Angeles and for me to email her, which I did. And I told her to call me, and I also added that the office to call me, and I would give them all details. They never did that. They were not interested in the least. So what will Claire do when we talk? I'm not going to ask her. I'm going to tell her that my expectation is that she not charge me for yesterday and Sunday. Will she waive those charges?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, she's looking at it, and obviously you're going to have a two-way conversation. So if she starts kind of saying she's not going to do it, say, well, then there's an elder abuse here, and that means I got to start involving government officials.
And their licensing places.
Yep, I will have to involve the government, and the government is not going to be very nice, and then my insurance company is going to not want to pay insurance money to people that are shysters.
No kidding.
Which means you'll be out of business.
So I will say that the government does what?
No, I was just saying, I was just saying, if you have a conversation, I have no cards. I'm just saying, eventually, if she starts kind of pussyfooting around, you can throw in that, hey, I'll have to report you to the government then, because this is a form of elder abuse, if you have to get to that point.
Yeah, and it's fraud.
It is. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Fraud. You guys are frauding.
I cannot submit for payment for the 2 days that I did not have care because it would not be reimbursed to me. But I will tell you, this experience with Lene for those 2 days, not only is it the fact that they're billing me, but in benefits, I've lost over $1,000.
Unbelievable, Wendy. I'm so sorry that this is going on with you.
Yes, crap.
But I want you to know, we're talking about Claire here, right?
The owner.
Claire's the owner. And I will mention elder abuse, I guarantee you, and I will mention liability.
Yep. Yes. And you are a lady with clout. I mean, you know how to talk.
So it sounds like sounds like what you're saying is that when she has that conversation, that woman's not going to be initially receptive.
Now, that woman has no love for you. She encourages them all to fudge a little bit.
I figured it was a conspiracy from the higher-ups
all the way to the top. And that's because a lot of these people are so infirm or so, disabled, they don't have a clue what's going
on. Well, I've had other caregivers tell me that I am maybe one of the only people that are cognizant in their clientele.
Well, There you go again, becoming an advocate for others.
Yeah, they're probably pissed off that
it's
you're not.
It's going to take you threatening that you are going to get her license pulled, and that's when she's going to clean this all up. But trust me, it's not out of any fondness for you. It's
and,
just
and you know
you
what? If she says, I've already thought about it. If she says, well, Wendy, this is not elder abuse. And I'll say, you know what, Claire?
Yeah.
Let's let legal authorities determine this in court.
That's what I was saying. Let's let the government decide, the people that investigate this, and I'll let my insurance company decide if you're defrauding them.
Oh, these words are going to trigger her big
and,
time.
And the officials also know, because that's also, if you're defrauding, not only is that's also against the law too.
And she's cooking her books, and she's not going to want that happening for her. So Wendy, you're going to have to get on your horse again and go trotting in, you know, carrying a big stick.
So you're probably basically going to have to be in that phone call like you're in a court, and you're like laying out your case. Well, here's the deal: if you don't comply, here's what I'm going to do. If you do not comply, you're going to probably have to lay that out.
I am ready, and guess what? My attorneys. I talked to my attorneys today, and they're saying, well, go ahead and let this, there's another agency. And their initials are, well, the first word is first, and then the second word starts with an L. And I have an appointment to interview them. They're going to come to my house on Monday at 11. And it has to fit into my insurance company whether or not they will consider them caregiver. I think they will, but I'll make sure. So will this work out for me? What I want to do is edge this company I'm with now out on the road, and I want to see how things work with this new company. So will that work out for me?
You see it in the cards right now?
Yeah, the new
company that she's going to interview, basically.
It's imperative, Wendy.
You have to find somebody.
You've got to switch.
You got to switch. This place is freaking bad to the bone from top to bottom. It's corrupt.
And Claire is crooked, too. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It starts from the top. International shout out to Laura.
And you know what we got here? We've got a system.
From Canada.
Where these... No gooders, not do gooders, no gooders.
Yes,
are just siphoning money off the system.
They steal. It's horrible.
Criminal.
It is criminal. It is literally criminal. And if you freaking open up that can of worms, they should want to
shut her up.
They should want to, if you present that case, they should want to erase that stupid visits that you shouldn't have to pay for. Switch a caregiver. And eventually you can replace their ass.
Yeah, and it's like what lawyers say.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I talked to one of my attorneys today, and they said that they're already starting to work on a proposal to do a buyout. And if you do a buyout, it would hopefully be for quite a bit of money, but you have to think, well, it's going to be for the rest of my life. And... So I told them straight out in a real nice way that I'm interested, but I would need enough money to buy a nice house outright and a huge amount of money in the bank. So I said, don't do the work unless you understand that, because I may not accept it, because buyouts are not necessarily the right option for everybody. And he said, fine.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Yeah. Well, you have, like I said, it has to last you the rest of your life. It can't just be a lot of people look at that shiny object thing, like, ooh, look at that chunk of money. But they don't realize over the course of their years and their life and the care and all that stuff, that's going to go away. So you're right. It has to be that good. All right, real quick.
I told them in black and white, I would want enough to buy a beautiful house and plenty of money to last me for the rest of my life, because you don't know what the future holds. And they were friendly, and they said, we understand that. And they said that they're going to discuss what the amount might be before proposing it with me. And I said, great. And my two questions are, do you think that it'll work out with this new caregiver company called First Light?
Yeah, and Jim's got to give you this card now.
Yeah, I got to give. We got to move on. Here's your rebel card. It's a good rebel card. Usually you don't get a good one. You are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on your own ass. Buy yourself a drink. So,
like a nice, cool one.
I mean, you are a champion your own cause.
Yes.
So make sure you also give yourself a little, I don't know, some kudos. There's nobody else around to say you're doing a good job. Tell yourself you're doing a good job. And reward yourself, no matter how small it is sometimes.
I agree.
Yes. You know where to find us. Thank you for being the first caller.
Thank you for calling us.
We like you.
Thank you. And I hope I get the buyout to be big enough to say goodbye to these people.
Make sure you say, hey, when I say buyout, a big buyout, I mean after you guys take your chunk too, that I still have enough. Not before.
Yeah.
After.
It would have to be.
Yeah,
like $3 million, they get $1 million, and I get $2 million. That would work.
Yeah, something
million.
Like that. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to go, Wendy. Thank you so much, and you know where to find us.
Bye-bye, hon.
Okay,
thank
you both.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much. All right, we shall move on. I don't know that I don't know that we've been to this state before. But we're about to find out.
The girl that went to California.
Here we go. Area code 401, you're the next caller. And that area code says you're in Rhode Island. Are you in Rhode Island, or have you moved around with that area code?
I am in Rhode Island. I've had this number for a long time.
That is awesome. I like it. I've never
terrific.
Been to that state.
No, I don't think
it's a forgotten state sometimes.
It's one of the original colonies also, you know, very, very important state. But I know what you say. Nowadays, everybody gets into all their L.A.s and Atlantas and all that crap. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I used to be a flight attendant, so it was always interesting because people thought it was part of New York for a long time.
A lot of people think that, like, all those little states are part of New York. You know,
What
is your
that's Long Island.
Yeah, that's a big Long Island.
What is
your
name, hon?
My name is Kerry.
Hi. Well, it's good to meet you.
Hi.
Talk to you again.
Are you a first-time caller?
I am.
Well, welcome, and I'm glad you got to hear another caller at least, so you got a little feel. Have you listened to the show before?
I'm not sure. I mean, I listen to Blog Talk. I got an email today, and I got home and was just sort of decompressing and decided to tune in. So I think Spirit might have led me here.
You like it? Hey, you know, fate leads us a lot of places. Sometimes we think it's bad, but ultimately it's supposed to be good in the long run.
That's right.
So here we go. All right, so give us some background. Think about a couple questions and give us background that will help Deb with those questions.
I didn't have a particular question in mind. I made a transition into a new position, which I find to be really good for me. I was working from home for the past 2 years, so I'm really embracing this new opportunity. So everything's going good with that. And, I'm just embracing what the summer's going to bring. My birthday is in August, so I'm open to, any messages or energies you get around that. I'm not in a formally committed relationship. I've been talking with somebody for quite some time. Just need to see where that goes. I don't really have any, I've learned a lot in my life. Like, one of the things is no expectations, no disappointments. And honestly, it's just been going, just kind of going according to wherever,
That's all but you brought up a couple things. I guess you just started a new work position, right? You just said that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And
now, I've got a question.
You can look at that.
What does, in today's lingo, what does talking to someone mean? Does that mean just like over the phone and internet, or does that mean you see each other?
I kind of joke around and I'd say it was my friend with a capital F, but I think in past relationships I've had in my life, rather than jumping in or moving in and kind of, this one is just more foundational, forming a friendship bond, and at this, I'm 37, I'll be 38, meeting someone who's also transitioning in a part of his life. He's 7 years older than me. We all go through, life ebbs and life flows. So who knows where it will go, if it will go, at the same time, if I were to cross paths with someone else, it's all about the divine timing, I think. It's just that I haven't been actively seeking, So when I met this person last July, it's been consistent since then.
Well, and your life has got so much years ahead of it. You don't have to do any kind of like panic searching for a guy. So that's cool. You don't need to be active. Just keep a little eye on the radar scope is all you need to do at that young age.
Yeah, you are young.
Yeah, you're young. You get nothing, and she knows it too. All right, what do we got?
I hope so. Sometimes I don't feel that way. You know, a lot of my friends, you know, they're married with kids. And, you know, I was in a committed relationship for quite some time. We never got married, but, you know, I mean, I have a dog. And, you know, I like the life that I'm building for myself. And I think at this point I'm just finally just settling in and getting comfortable with where I'm at, not necessarily where I think I need to be.
Yeah,
I think that is really terrific. Now, let me see what I've got here for you. One thing I see is this job that you have undertaken is coming through in your reading as a stepping stone.
This new work transitional
thing. And you are going to eventually move on your own power, not because they're, you know, downsizing or pink slipping anybody, but I just feel this job is one that's going to be the beginning to take you further in your career.
Right.
And
I've been looking for something like this for a long time.
Yes, and I think that this is a really good step up for you, this new job.
Mm-hmm.
I see it being terrific, but like I said, you're going to feel the wind beneath your wings, and you're going to want to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and it'll be on your own decision, so nobody else is forcing you out. But there's going to come something even better for you.
Okay.
Now, about this relationship you have.
So, kind of, they're like hovering around something.
Just a very lovely relationship.
Okay.
It has a lot of positive points to it. I think the two of you have really begun to, like you said, develop a friendship. And in my many readings, I have found that friendship really is the best foundation for future, say, marriage or a long-term commitment.
Sure. And they're young, but they're not like stupid young anymore like we all used to be. They're at the point now where they've lived and learned and they've gone through, like she said, they've come out of some different long-term relationships. So still young, but you're wise.
But do you mind if I tell you that I see somebody else coming to you?
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
No, I don't mind that.
Well.
Imagine her not minding that.
There is somebody else coming along, and he is coming through as a really fantastic guy. I like that he is seen, or characterized, I should say, as the King of Diamonds.
Does that mean he's rich?
There's likely.
I don't know. I just throw out the cards. I know nothing.
There's maturity in him. There's wisdom. And also he has a flair for doing a lot of spontaneous things that are really fun. He's coming a long distance. This may be somebody you meet online somehow. I mean, you know how some of these things go. Somebody comes. If you are on Instagram or Facebook and they put a like, and the next thing you know, you're talking. A lot of times it does come down to serendipity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I feel this is going to be a real match for you. It's almost like this one, I saw that.
I know.
It's almost like this one you're in is to raise the bar for you, because I don't think the past has been a really good representation in a lot of ways.
She kind of implied that, you know, she was in a long-term thing and it's over, which means probably was not a lot of, it was probably good and bad, but she's learned a lot from it. That's what we do. That's what we do around that age, especially.
Absolutely.
We start hitting our 30s, we actually start, well, not everybody. Usually when we start hitting our 30s, we start learning some things like, wow, I did a lot of stupid shit. I got to stop that. Relationship-wise or anything, but especially relationship-wise. When you start hitting your 30s, you're like saying, you know.
They're getting serious.
Yeah. Those things I did in my 20s, if I keep doing that, it's always going to hit a dead end eventually. Yep.
Well, all in all, I think you have very good cards, really. And I think that you have very strong leadership capability
in
you. So the future, it's like you say, it's your oyster. So you just keep on keeping on.
Looking for the pearl.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
No problem. Ed, before you depart, that's why we hit the rebel card. I know you might not have heard because we talked about the before you leave on Fridays. Every other show we do, there's angel cards on Friday. Fridays are crazy days. We do a rebel card before you depart. It's a single card with a message, and here's your message. The subject is put the effing phone down.
Too much free time
is making you awkward. Instead, go talk to a live person.
Huh?
Now, this is her first time with us. And sometimes all these cards could give you a message that has nothing to do with the reading you just had. It could be something big picture or something in your life. You just have to take that message, put the effing phone down. Too much screen time is making you awkward and sad. Go talk to a live person. There's your message.
I don't know. Thank you guys so much.
Well, you're welcome.
This current relationship, maybe the one coming up, you never know how that applies.
Well, please check in with us again.
Yeah, you need not be a stranger anymore. Yeah. We do many a show.
I absolutely will.
Well, thank you.
And we are also on Facebook and on the Second Love Doctor Show. If you're on Facebook, go to the Second Love Doctor Show, and you can like, follow, or whatever they call it. And every time we do a blog talk show, we simultaneously broadcast on Facebook so you can watch it, too, at the same time.
Oh, great. I definitely will. Thank you, guys.
All right.
So much.
Welcome, Getty.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You, too. Yeah, that's right. It is Friday. Kick butt Friday.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Oh, she's got a cute laugh.
37 is quite young.
We got another one here.
All right, well, talk just for a couple minutes. Talk. Or tell them to do the Facebook thing while I do this. It is time, Deb, to open the door.
To?
Facebook.
Oh.
Let them know.
I can't believe we missed it.
Why don't you just talk to them about how to do that while I do this, and they can... The door is open for Facebookers. Come on, Deb.
I've been checking. Nobody's asked for or put in a friend request.
It doesn't matter, but a lot of these people are already friends. So if you folks want a reading from Deborah, the Facebookers that are friends with Deborah Lee, auto video messenger now while I deal with this jackwad. And see, the problem is when you click something, it bumps up. That's how I accidentally banned good people before. I don't think I did it this time.
Okay.
All right. Floor is open. I haven't typed it in yet. Some people don't have their audio on or watching on phone and stuff like that. I shall type it in now after I just finished kicking the scammer to the curb.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Scammers, go away. Poachers, we don't want you.
I have finished them off. It just takes a while. And a lot of the times I click, you know, the chat's moving up.
Yeah.
And it should be. Well, it's free software. I click the little menu, and it moves up. And in the past, twice I've accidentally banned a person that was a friend. But it's only for the one show, if that does happen accidentally.
By the way, today I attempted to do mediumship with a couple of the men that were on ill-fated
there we go.
Titan, that little sub that apparently is no more.
Yeah, the Titanic sub that tried to do that little deep submersible vehicle trip thing.
And I started with the head guy.
CEO guy that had his wife had some connection, right? Her family? She had a Titanic, a real connection, right?
Yeah, I don't know if people are aware, but his wife, grandparents, or great-grandparents, probably
something
great.
Like, if you can Google the story.
Yeah.
But basically, the movie Titanic might have loosely been based on her. Cause that and or not that chick, but somebody, the couple that was on the Titanic. There was a couple on the Titanic. They figured, not the main story.
The
people.
Ones that laid in the bed.
Yeah, there was like it wasn't the main story, folks. There was another couple that they kind of featured, and they figured that was her. His wife, the CEO's wife.
Now
her relatives.
Now what I got from about him is he is not in a place to talk yet. I looked at Jim, I said, I don't even think he realizes on the spirit level that he's actually passing.
Yeah, I wonder when something, when you're just all of a sudden just cruising along and like somebody just like hitting a switch, they didn't know what hit them.
That's true.
What do you do?
And
right?
Sometimes in that instant, they can become trapped.
I wonder.
Between one level of existence and the afterlife.
I hope I never know, but I wonder.
But eventually, what I felt is eventually he has other passed away friends. And I saw that they were going to reunite once they, get, settled.
Or
who knows?
Transitions.
Transitions.
And you know what? We talk about these things, but they're things that our brains can't comprehend because it's beyond our comprehension, right? It's like a toddler trying to talk about science. He does his best he can from what his limited knowledge is, but he doesn't understand. And we don't understand this other stuff.
Right, and the thing is...
We do the best we can with our brains.
The one message I really did pick up was that if he had to go, had to pass away, he'd rather have gone the way he did, doing something he loved.
And they're like I say, there's an elite club that a lot of these people, the Explorers Club, is like this international worldwide club, and it's very, there's a lot of members, but it's very elite. They don't just say, I want to be an explorer. You have to really be with that Josh Groban guy from the Expedition Unknown. Two of the people on here, not the ones we're talking about, they were in that club, so they're gone. And typically a lot of those guys in the Explorer Club do things like that where they could be gone because they're that enthusiastic about exploring. It's their life. They don't mind the risk because they like the knowledge. They like the being there thing. And that is a passion some people have.
Yeah.
And some passions like that will take many a man to their grave, man or woman, and it has, and it will continue to do so forever. And that's mankind's quest for, I want to have knowledge. I want to see things. I want to do things. And if we didn't have that in our DNA, we'd still be sitting in caves doing that shit with the frickin' sticks.
Or fire.
Yeah, maybe we would have upgraded a little bit and built the wooden little stupid little log cabins and stuff.
Catherine, that was my late husband's favorite race car driver. He adored that man.
And what's funny is that was the guy I hated the most.
Really?
Yeah, because I watched him wreck. So he would just wreck people. Well, they call him the Intimidator. I call him the Stupidator. A lot of the times that he was just like, I'm just going to change lanes and they better get on. I was like, what are you doing? Well, he's intimidating. He's like, maybe he's not really paying attention to somebody that's around. But anyway, I got it. He died what he did. He loved it. Right. He would have no regrets.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved.
And he's not the only one, but I mean, he was like the most famous one in our lifetime that has died doing it.
I got a very weird feeling about the boy, the 19-year-old son, and he was with his father. Remember, his aunt said he didn't want to go.
Oh.
Was he afraid? He was afraid
to
go.
He was terrified. He said, this is crazy. I don't want to do this. But culture, not just culture, even some people in our culture will still do it, but especially their Pakistani culture, you go,
family.
You know what?
Yeah.
This means so much to my dad. He so much wants me to do it. I have to do this. This is, the father something.
Yeah.
The Pakistani culture thing, and he didn't want to do it, but his dad was so fired up. He goes, I want to go do it, but he was like, I'm terrified. It's probably like going, imagine I got a friend that wants to go on this roller coaster so bad. I'm so scared, but I'm going to do it for my friend, even though I want to. Just going to do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the risks here are way different than a roller coaster. It's apples and oranges. But, that's kind of what the same thing is.
Yeah, and you know what I got to tell you about him? This really traumatized him in spirit. And you know that he was attending a college. I think it was in Scotland. But anyway, that boy's spirit ran right back there. And he's in that building. He may need help. Being, having his soul lifted out of there.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm not promoting the show, but watch. No, we're already moving anyway. But watch the show. Out of folks that can see it, the paranormal caught on camera.
Yeah.
And that's the content's good, but watch the. There's experts on there. The word expert. Listen to what they say about a lot of stuff. A lot of them have different views, and a lot of them will say that their residual energy was in a place that they were very comfortable and happy with, that may, it might not, you're not, you're not always getting, the person died here. It doesn't mean you're going to see that person's ghost where they died. Their residual energy may go back to some other place.
And it did for him.
And she's seeing that.
He went to a place of comfort.
Yeah. And as soon as she said that, that made me think of, like, I've seen them discuss that on that show.
Frankly, I didn't know that. So
you should watch that show. It's not just, you could just, if you didn't like the content, you just skip that and listen to
the
people
show
talk.
Name.
It's called Paranormal Caught on Camera. I watch it on, it's called the Travel Channel.
Here's another one.
God damn it, the living.
Come on, you fucking SOBs, get out of this show. It's not your show.
I wish it was a wild, wild west in real life and I could hunt them down and beat them. But I cannot do that.
Yeah, go get your own show.
Look at it, see, and it's really tough right now because if I'm not careful, when things move around, I'll click and ban the wrong person. It happened twice, but I guess that's...
No, it's very possible that boy's father, who loved his son so dearly, may call that boy's spirit to him. You know something I saw years ago? Do you remember when, what was his name? Superman dude that broke his neck here in Virginia.
Reeves. Christopher Reeves.
Yeah. When he died and his wife died, Dean, or about 18 months later of lung cancer, she was a singer in nightclubs.
Mm-hmm.
My reading said his spirit called to her. Even though they had children, you know, kids that were still kind of young and all, his spirit called to her, and I saw them flying away like two birds together.
Sure. I mean, hey, there's something. With all the stuff that's out there, it would be skeptical. And a lot of the folks that I've watched on that show, the first thing they do, because there's so much crap out there, they try to debunk it first. Even the ones that believe in this stuff, you got to debunk it. There's so many people with cameras and stuff trying to do crap. And then they're like,
Well, when we would
it's a great show.
When we
great
would
show.
Do ghost hunting, sometimes it got really scary to me to be in places where we're seeing things. Well, thank you, Rachel. Yeah, I thought it was too when they went. I just saw the wings were like this, and they flew off together. So I guess love transcends all, you know?
And humans always been naive and think they know everything.
They do.
We know everything. There's nothing after you die because I don't see it. A lot of people think if I don't see it, then it can't exist.
Well, here's the thing. Spiritual people are open to all sorts of different ideas and beliefs. Get some religious people in here and what are you going to get? They are only open to their doctrine. They're the right ones.
The hardcore ones. There's like in-between ones. International shout out to Suzanne from Scotland.
Yes.
The land of the Scots.
Well, let's go to
and
our
we're going
phone.
To a phone. The phones. Yes. We're going to area code 520. Holy
Hi, you guys.
We saw
that you were on your murder, but you must have had to go to Houston. But welcome back.
Oh, you're doing
well. I am the outdoor.
Can you do stretching or anything? No.
No. I'm hobbling. This is the day I wish I were drinking.
Oh, I bet.
Well, you know.
Really, but kind of, sort of.
We'll have a couple three after the show.
Are you a former alcoholic that you don't even ever want to have
one?
No.
Well,
then have a couple cocktails. What's the harm in it if you're not an alcoholic? Have a couple cocktails. There's nothing wrong with a couple pills and a coke.
I don't like how it leaves me feeling afterwards.
Nobody said drink three bottles of liquor. You can have one or two and not feel bad. That's the issue. But anyway,
some
it is what it is.
People can't stop. They just want to keep going.
Well, she said she's not a former alcoholic.
No, the next day. You know, the next day. I need a lot of caffeine in my life.
That's if you drink all night long. I didn't say have 15 cocktails. Maybe have one cocktail or two cocktails.
Oh, and you have to stop now. And I'm not going to fill you up. out there that do like your drink.
But
he just called the Anytime You Drink Happiness. And you know what?
You know what? Anyway, go ahead. All right, Lisa, it is your floor. We are picking up your time.
Okay, this is a question.
Okay.
Everything's going really nice, super duper. We're just moseying along, you know, crippled. And what do the cards show?
Okay. All right. Got it.
All right. So cards, basically it's her 24-hour look, gave you a little bit of an update.
Okay.
They're on the mend. Obviously, they're not running marathons right now, but they are on the mend, and that's a good thing. Lisa, are you still using the walker?
I've graduated to the cane.
Well, that is a big step, so trust me, having my knee replaced, is a huge...
Did she say that sultry like...
It is a big step, trust me.
I said it. Not meaning to be sultry, but it hurts like holy fuck.
It does hurt like hell more, but you're more mobile with the cane.
But you
is
know
it
what?
Muscles or what is it? Muscles?
I don't know. I'm supposed to go back in 6 weeks if I still feel bad. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just know I'm in pain. And I don't like using the walker because the walker will knock the lamp off that's way across into the next room. I mean, the walker's very bulky.
Walkers suck, yes. And when it comes time to navigate into a bathroom or something, not a good time with a walker.
No,
but you can work with a cane.
Those little bikes for your knee, those are cool.
Well, but you don't know the type of that's for like an ankle or lower extremity injury.
Injury.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. What is his demeanor like these days, like today? Is he
love it. Charming.
Well, I want you to know that in a couple of days, could be tomorrow or a couple of days later, and it's undersure to come true, he's going to get a little bit argumentative. In a petty way.
Please
don't let it throw you. Remember, medication can do that.
Well, and plus, people that spend a lot of time together, you're going to argue. Unless you're like computer programs, you're going to argue.
Yeah. So don't let it get you down.
It happens.
If anything, try to humor him through it. You know, because...
Okay.
Being confined and not being able to be himself.
Yep, there's a lot of stressors.
Yeah, and men get real antsy and, you know, cranky.
And women that are very active also get the same way.
Yeah, they do. And
anybody
active.
That's active gets cranky, and people that don't like somebody to come and do anything for them get pissed off, and somebody's like, I'll come help you with their laundry. Like, God damn it. You know, they don't want somebody to help them if they're used to never having help.
You know, when something like this happens, you find out who your real friends are. You do. You know, the ones that will come and get their hands dirty or do your dirty laundry. You know, take out your trash, do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're going to find out who really cares. So your cards show that everything's going to be, you're slowly going to get better now. And I think that you'll be on your feet sooner than he will.
Okay.
So, and when he gets a little feisty, you know, try to, I don't know, tickle him or something, you know, make him realize he's being a butt.
Hold the water jug across the room and say, come get it, motherfucker.
Say to him, are your legs painted on? I don't think so. Good to hear her laugh.
You know, it's good that you can laugh after all this tragedy. It's not tragedy.
Yeah.
It's tragedy. Because that's going to help you heal faster.
Are you still sleeping together?
Oh, yes.
Oh, nice. Are you spooning?
No.
They're too broken. They're too injured, Deb.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering.
They're injured. They have so many issues that would probably not be good.
Hey, Deb. That's why they call you the psychic love doctor. You got this love doctor on the mind all the time.
I would like to know, are you on some kind of pills? Have you been smoking something? Have you been eating some funny brownies?
Not me. No, not me.
There's something going down, Charlie Brown.
No, I haven't done it today. I need to take my pain pill, though. I do have a pain pill. I haven't taken it today. I have to.
I think you should tell him that you've been reading up on the internet.
Oh, my God.
On a great therapeutic bed yoga that you two need to work on. And you would be needing to, maybe put your legs together and put your hand up on his chest.
Oh, here we go. Hey. You know what? The doctor said I should have my temperature checked. Can you put your thermometer inside me?
I think I'd get knocked from here to Kingdom Come if I did that. He's in a lot of pain.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
And
I
know too. Nothing's broken?
Well, I haven't told you guys. We're on the radio. I don't want to.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. I
got it.
Confidentiality is safe. And I don't even know. When you and Deb talk, I don't know shit. So
well, I hope he didn't break his pelvis or anything like that.
What is that? I'd be more worried about the goddamn spine than anything on this planet.
What? He can't have his Elvis in his pelvis.
I think you're deceiving us on your medication.
No, that's right off the fur.
I only had two drinks tonight off the fur.
I take something for inflammatory. No, that's all I take.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I am in pain.
Yeah. That's the ticket.
I do love drugs.
Yeah. I got this pain in my knee, so my doctor told me to take lots of rum. They said I should take this to Dr. McCurdy. That was the pelvis to somebody. That's good job, Rachel. Maybe that was his name way back.
Yes, it was.
Back because of the Sullivan show.
Well, everything looks good between you. That little road bump coming up, don't give it much thought. And just humor him. Get him laughing.
Okay, I will.
That's right. And if you guys are driving around, make sure you have your prescription bottles with you in case cops pull you over.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, she knows. Of course she knows.
Here it is.
Yeehaw.
Here's your rebel card reading. Something is you got a feeling you just can't take. That little voice inside you, listen to that shit. Whatever that means to her.
It's good shit.
Sounds like she's been having lots of good shit here lately. It sounds like it means.
Yeah. Hello to Amima, who is watching us from Texas.
I didn't see that here.
She's just watching.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa. We're glad you got disconnected and came back.
Thank you.
We felt sad when you left, but we are now happy again.
Thank you.
Yeah. We generally call it a night after we've talked to
you. Well, and especially when you guys are on the road, you're mending from a tragic accident. We hope that every day you get a lot better, a lot better.
Okay.
We do.
Thank you.
I hope you guys get better and better. I mean, it's a step. It's a step going from the walker to the cane. It's more pain, but you're more mobile now, so you're on the road to recovery. That is a good thing.
Yeah.
And this is no crap. Anybody screws with you in public, you can smack them with that cane in like less than a second.
Oh, and knock them right out.
Yeah, somebody comes up and screws with you, you can hit them with that cane. Bam! They don't even know what hit them. They don't even know what hit them. You can hit them so fast with that cane. You can smack them, put it right back down again. You won't even fall over. So remember that. You have a weapon in your hand.
Call us tomorrow. We'll be here again.
We shall be here Saturday nights, all right, for a fight. Saturday nights, all
right. Take care now. Watch where you're walking.
I wish I was taking whatever you're taking. It sounds really good.
It's just...
Oh, sorry. I didn't know she was. I put her back. You're still here, Lisa.
She was saying it's an inflammatory.
Yeah, that's it. Officer, I just take an anti-inflammatory. I'm not drunk.
Yep.
You don't need to give me a freaking field sobriety. I want an anti-inflammatory. Yipper. That is the ticket. All right.
All right. I think we're going to have to.
Are you feeling it? We apologize, folks.
I'm sorry, but we've had horrible weather, really.
Oh, it's been...
But Catherine's laughing right now, like, yeah, horrible weather.
You know what?
Go talk to her.
Yeah, it hasn't been that horrible, but we had a monsoon. For how long? We had that monsoon. First of all, where we live in Hampton Roads,
yeah,
we are at or below the water line. We're really close. So when we get like that monsoon we had was like 30 minutes of stupid monsoon rain. Look at the puddles. We didn't see puddles. We saw oceans on the road.
Oh,
today.
It was something else.
Oceans. But good to be in a four-wheel drive pickup truck.
We are very flat.
Four-wheel drive pickup truck. And there's a lot of places in Florida that are flat. There's a lot of them that are not.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, boy, goodness sakes alive. Did we have to drive some serious oceans today?
Besides, there's a great big foot long in my future.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Very luscious. Very good.
What was that awesome old Aerosmith song? So she loved my big 10-inch. Remember that old song? It was from the 70s. She loved my big 10-inch.
For Aerosmith?
Aerosmith.
Oh.
And what it was is he had old records, there was a 10-inch variety of albums. Remember remember the speed? There was like a 16 and a half speed that we never saw on the record player. Remember there was 78,
33,
45. Someone had a 16-something speed. There was. We had one.
I don't remember that.
And I apparently remember that Aerosmith song. I whipped out my big 10-inch. It was a funny song he did back in the 70s. But it was these nostalgic albums he had.
Oh.
10-inch records. And I think they played it at that 60. That 16 and a half speed, we had it. It is so slow. You put records on, they go, roar. It was an actual real speed.
All right, I believe
look it
you.
Up. My parents had it. We had fun when we were up. We had no video games. We lived in Minnesota. Shitty weather in the winter. Somebody just screw with the different speeds on the record player and play albums and
we
laugh
did
at
too.
Them. You just laugh at them and then you play, put them behind and they go, real fast. That 16 and a half, there was, I think it was 16 or 16 and a half. Might have been just 16, but they went like,
we have an audience that may not even know what a record player is. Okay.
You're right. Typically, our audience does. We don't seem to get 19 and 20-year-olds in here ever.
No, we don't.
We should analyze that sometimes.
Yeah.
We should do a statistical analysis of that.
Because, oh, we did that with the box fan, too.
What was that?
Did you read what Catherine said?
Maybe it hasn't typed here yet.
And then in the summertime, you'll get 1 inch away from the box fan and do that same thing with a different sound.
That's just not updating.
Say hi.
Oh!
What? Who is it?
Oh, look, for some reason it makes me click this. Nah, I can see everything. That's crap. I hate Facebook sometimes.
Oh.
I can't see all the time or they'll ban us. Sometimes I dislike Facebook. I mean, be nice and political. I don't remember about the box then. What is that?
You didn't, like, talk into it and say, hi there.
Yeah, I can't remember the big 10-inch record. Yeah. That was a big one. But as kids, I remember, God, That is big time. That's probably mid-70s, Earl Smith, I'm thinking, maybe late 70s. And it was a funny song, and he goes, I whipped out my big 10-inch, and, you know, of course, kids are like, oh, my God, Jesus, you know. In our day, that was huge, risque out there in the 70s.
Yeah.
Because nobody talked like anything, no internet, no nothing, no video games. So when you heard a song, the guy said, whipped out my big 10-inch. Schools went nuts over that song. They played it over and over and over.
Oh, and Catherine is so right that when you sang into the box stand, it was like...
I never did that.
Oh, you.
I'm a dumbass. I never...
I thought every kid did that.
I never did. The big window fan, right? The big one?
Where it was a box.
The big giant one, yeah. The big giant one you could stick in a window.
Yeah, and you'd sing through it.
Never tried that. Never heard that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that was big because, of course, now, when I grew up, my parents didn't spend money. Well, I guess because they had a lot of kids and stuff. We had no air conditioning. That was air conditioning. When it was really, really hot at night when it cooled off, they put a big box fan in one window so it was sucking in the cold air. And then find another place in the other house and
exactly,
put one sucking out.
Yeah.
The grotto, that was our AC.
Crimson and Clover would sound awesome through a box fan.
Which one? Which version? The old version?
The old one, I would think.
I don't know. Or is it Joan Jett version?
Joan Jett ain't bad.
They're both. I heard the old one once. I like Joan Jett better, but that's just because I'm an 80s guy.
Yeah. I've heard she's quite a biatch in real life.
Now or then? Back in the 80s.
Jett, well... They said she was hard to work with.
Well, imagine.
Oh, and the Shondells. What was the name and the Shondells?
I've heard of them, but I don't. That's like 60s and 50s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's. I guess she's saying that's who sang the original Crimson Clover.
It wasn't what you said? What did you say?
No, all I said was Joan Jett did the first one. I don't remember who did the original. I think she just enlightened us.
You know, music was different then. Way different.
There was a lot of, from the 70s.
Tommy James. Yeah, that's right.
What?
And who was the one that sang about, I am Henry the Eighth?
Oh, that is hilarious.
Peter, I don't know.
I know, but that is a hilarious song.
I've been married, how many times did they say? Seven times before.
Henry the Hate Fighting.
Yeah, Herman and the Hermit.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That is a hilarious song.
Yeah.
It is funny.
Crazy.
But, I mean, you know what?
Yeah.
We hear some stupid songs nowadays, but none of those stupid songs like that make it like they did. Remember the popcorn song?
Yeah.
Yep. And there were some other popular ones that were like dumb.
And Melanie with her skate key, or what was that, Melanie?
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. That was like very early 70s, wasn't it? 71, 72,
I think so, yeah.
73. Because a lot of people, when they heard that, even like 10 years later, like, what the hell does that mean? They didn't understand roller skates back in the day that they actually attached to a shoe.
I had those.
I didn't. I remember I was very young when that song came out. I was like four or five, maybe six. So I was not wearing roller skates.
Peter Noon, yeah.
I got a brand new
and the monkeys. I was fabulously in love with the monkeys.
I wasn't in love, but I loved watching the show as a kid.
The songs.
I didn't care about the songs because I was younger than her, but I loved the show because it was slapstick, stuped stuff, and they do that crazy stuff where they'd speed up the film, joking around. It was great. I loved that stuff. I liked it.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we always do this. We walk down memory lane at the end of the night.
But it's not, it's the end for tonight, but not forever.
You know, kids today don't really have an appreciation. Davy Jones.
Oh, of course, the monkey. Yeah, he
Mike
was the main
Nesbitt,
guy.
Wasn't that his name, what? Nick? Mike, the good guy, he was dark-haired Mike Nesbitt.
From what?
From Monkees.
Oh, I only know Davy Jones.
The Association. Oh, wow.
What was that?
Well, they sang kind of love-type songs.
Who?
The Association.
What name? The one that made them their name?
Are they the
fame?
Ones that sang, I heard you're getting married. I heard you're getting married.
Never heard of it.
Time you're really sure. Yeah, like I can sing. I can't even carry tune in a bucket.
I think it's time to put the ribbon on the package to wrap it up, right?
All right, yes.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And now, till we meet again, adios, au revoir.
All right, Facebookers, we appreciate you. We shall be back.